Behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with the trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets, and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets, and brake the pitchers, and held the lamps in their left hands, and the trumpets in their right hands, to blow withal. And they cried, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. And all the host ran, and cried, and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets. And the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Beshitta in Zererath, and to the border of Abel-Mehaloah, unto Tabbath. In this passage, there's several things to look at before we look closely at some of the prophetic symbols. But if you remember earlier in the story of Gideon, Christ tells Gideon that Gideon is going to save Israel as one man. And we know that Gideon here is not working by himself. He has 300 men with him. And when we see Gideon, the thresher, symbolized in Bible prophecy as God's people that are going to be a threshing instrument in the hand of the Lord to thresh the heathen, and then we see the passages in the Bible where Christ is the one that threshes the heathen and he walks the wine press where the heathen are threshed alone, we realize that this phrase of Gideon saving Israel as one man is identifying the unity that comes into the movement. They are as one man because they are all reflecting Christ. And in this sense, they are also Christ. It's Christ that is accomplishing this battle through his people. And the beginning of the passage we just read is also emphasizing this unity. When Gideon says, Look on me and do likewise. Do what I do. We'll do the same thing. We are the same people. And unity is one of the themes that we're going to touch on in the story of Gideon. And it's one of the themes that is clearly identified running throughout it. Now you notice that this takes place at the middle watch. The middle watch is midnight. And we know that prophetically the last battle of Armageddon is going to take place at midnight, just as in Gideon's story.